This is Ryan here from the Scale Up Show. It's been a while, a few weeks since I've been live here with you. And so I wanted to give you some updates. There's some amazing things that happened over the last few days. Literally, there was a Google I.O. conference as well as ChatGPT 4.0, the Omni model release. And so I'm going to cover both of those as well as what I discovered after spending about 5 hours in the new ChatGPT model. You're not gonna wanna miss it, check it out.
How do you grow like a VC-backed company without taking on investors? Do you want to create a lifestyle business, a performance business, or an empire? How do you scale to an exit without losing your freedom? Those are the questions, and this show is the answer.
So today's episode is brought to you by Superhuman Revenue. That is the newsletter where I basically take the best of all my content, put it in there weekly, and top of it, share with you news as well as unique insights. And you're not going to miss any details about AI and the happenings as specifically relates to becoming superhuman. Check it out. There will be a link in the show notes if you want to join and never miss a thing. Okay, so this week we have a lot to cover. And, you know, I almost put this off. Not because of you, but because things have been absolutely amazing lately. There's a lot of companies I'm starting to work with, and this is like basically ramping up really fast for AI skill transformation, working with go-to-market teams to deploy this for their businesses. And I thought, hey, instead of waiting till it's perfect, I wanted to give you, you know, done is better than perfect. And so some of this, if you hear me, I am not going to have everything the most dialed in today. Maybe you won't notice, maybe you will. But I want to hit on both kind of areas that I saw in terms of what kind of happened with the ChatGPT announcement that was on Monday of this week for the Omni model release 4.0, right? Where Sam Altman was very sharp in terms of how he stole Google's spotlight by beating them to the punch. And then there was the Google I.O. conference that happened yesterday, specifically for developers, where they talked about what they're doing, what they're releasing, and how it's going to affect everything. Okay, so those are kind of the two updates. And then on, last but not least, I've spent over the last 2 days, probably about 6 hours within the new ChatGPT 4.0 model. And so I'm going to break down a couple things that I saw. If you want to see more on this, I share some really cool use cases on my YouTube channel. So if you like seeing visuals, if you like going through that, check that out. It's about 15 minutes long, but I break down actual use cases and prompts. I'm going to talk about them today as well, but let's save that for a little bit later. So let me give you the updates first. I dropped this on LinkedIn as well because I wanted to create a summary to share with everyone almost in real time. So I'm going to talk about the post first in terms of what I saw. So there's kind of like three core updates and that they were positioning. One were the top voice updates, two, the free updates is what I would call, and third are the developer updates. Now, it's kind of funny because there's some things that they did not talk about at all that were absolutely amazing that I discovered only while I was using it. Okay, and maybe they didn't even know it was in there. I'm sure maybe that's an Easter egg, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. So let's go through the top voice updates. And this was the headliner, if you will. They gave a live demo of effectively the voice agent that you could leverage where it doesn't have the latency. You can interrupt it in real time. It expresses and detects emotions. It also has the Omni model capability, which is multimodal, which is video. Actually, you know, it's funny they showed video, but it's only basically picture, text and voice, right? And so it was really slick that it, because it's truly multimodal from, I think, inception, it's not having that lag time. So it could be talking, you could interrupt it, you could tell it to sing, you could talk in different voices. There's all different use cases that are being shared. And so it was really unique and neat on how they did that. At the same time, too, it seems like it's going to be a lot more playful. And that was one of the interesting things. I could see people falling in love with their GPT, which sounds kind of creepy, almost like her with Joaquin Phoenix, if you will, when he had that movie where ScarJo was that AI companion that he talked to and he fell in love with it. I mean, there's very deep emotional components where this thing's playful. It talks about how it blushes when the guy wrote, "I love ChatGPT" on there. And so really unique things like that, that I think could change the game in a lot of different ways. That was one of the things. The other thing that I didn't talk about is it can do now real-time translation. And I think it was like 47 or 48 different languages. So I think I heard this morning as well, Duolingo's stock basically lost about 279 million in value in a day because of that. So that's something else that happened. In terms of the free updates, a lot of folks are going to be interested in this. What they've done is they made GPT-4 available for free. Okay, so what that's doing is that's allowing vision, screenshot, images. You could use memory within there, advanced data analysis, browse in real time. So all those capabilities are available for free now. If you want the 4.0 or the Omni model, then you have to be a Plus user. Now, the Omni model I'm going to get into in a little bit, so I don't want to spoil that. Next thing are the top developer updates that they had. Okay, so there's three core elements to that. One, they're going to have a desktop version. Okay, so there's a desktop version of ChatGPT that is coming out. I tried to find it. I have not had access to it at all. Could not find it. You could basically develop in that GPT 4.0 model, that Omni model. And the other thing that's really interesting is it's 2x faster. It's 2x faster, and it's 50% cheaper. You also have 5x higher rates than GPT 4 Turbo. So those are some really unique updates, I think, that they gave and provided. So that's more on the core, like what was front facing. Like I said, I will get to some hidden gems that I found a little bit later from using it. Okay, so that's number one. Next is the Google I/O event. And I'm going to pull up some data I have on this because I watched this over my lunch period for about an hour and a half, which was much longer than I expected. I thought it was going to be shorter. The OpenAI discussion was literally about 35 minutes-ish. So they did a much better job of keeping it tighter. But of course, this is a whole developer conference, okay? So here's some of the biggest areas or updates, if you will. So they talked a lot about the Gemini AI integration, okay? And so with that, they have a Google-powered assistant named Pixie that will be debuting on smartphones. That's really interesting. On top of it, too, Gemini is going to enhance products like Maps, as well as Docs, Chrome, Gmail, Search, and AI Writing Assistant Summarization Information Retrieval. Now, the cool demo that I saw that I was impressed with that not a lot of folks talked about was the Notebook LLM, And effectively what it is you compile a lot of data in there, and then what it'll do is you could have conversations with that data and then have it customized based on your interests. So in the demo, they gave a customization based effectively on basketball for a student that was trying to learn, and then it customized a physics problem to what happens in basketball. Okay, so that could be a game changer. Once again, you know, the thing that was different about OpenAI versus the Google announcement is a lot of the capabilities that OpenAI talked about were available right away. A lot of the capabilities that Google talked about are coming out soon. So some of this is hard to evaluate in real time because they're not available yet. Now, the voice assistant, I did not have and see that availability when I tried it yesterday. That might be available now. I tried it when I went on a walk, but it was not active. However, I noticed later in the day on Tuesday, I did see some updates in terms of the user interface as well. So I think some of the transitions are happening gradually. Okay. Some other things that Google Gemini, I'm not going to talk really about Android. They are talking about some systems with Pixel Watch. That's not super exciting. I want to get more on the business side and what you thought. So these are the areas that excited me that I thought was pretty cool. They are looking at effectively expanding to 2 million tokens. Okay. So that right now, I think it's 1 million and it's going to expand to 2 million. That's about how much data it could take in. The other examples that they talked about that were a game changer, I talked about the interactive education. The other are the aspect of agents, where they have reasoning, planning, memory, can think multiple steps ahead and work across multiple systems. And they gave a pretty good example of like, if you move somewhere or you want to plan a vacation, plan it out, identify it. This is what time I want to wake up. This is how much time I have. And then it'll create like a curriculum for you with different restaurants and areas you can go to. So aimed much more at the consumer. But the agent side is something that I wanted to talk about. Oh, I have one other thing too. They talked about a lighter weight model called Gemini 1.5 Flash. And that's for more low latency tasks. So that's like, I kind of equate that to maybe like 3.5 if you need something that's not as souped up on the GPT side. Same thing on Google. So I think they're trying to have a lower costing model that's faster that you could leverage. And then on the agent side, they call it Project Astra. So they basically gave a demo of someone walking around the office with their screen camera on their phone and asking different questions, asking it to do different things, whether it be like naming the dog and the stuffed animal, asking what type of coat it is when it looked over someone's shoulder, and really hitting home the multimodality. Once again, they use kind of the video capability on the whole time. They say they're truly multimodal across video, picture, graphics, and voice. And it seemed like it did have that capability from what I saw. Okay. So that was another one that was really big. But once again, they're saying they're prototyping some things that are going to be out in September. So I like to not talk too much about some of those forward-facing things, because as you know, like, there's a lot of people that throw demos out there and it takes a long time. And by the time you get to it, a lot's changed since then. Speaking of which, Google Labs released, which is basically like the testing center that I've had access to specifically for music, for writing, and for pictures, which I think is really good because since it's in the lab and it's in a test mode or beta, it doesn't have the guardrails that some of the areas of the main Gemini model have. Now, one of the things that they talked about that a lot of noise is being made about in terms of AI video is their capability within that Google Labs segment called Veo. V-E-O is what it is. And so what Veo is basically talks about text to video generation. And the demos that they showed were absolutely amazing. Hello, this is Ryan here. Real quick, if you are enjoying this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a comment or review. If you want more help or just want to learn more about what the top SaaS CEOs and founders are doing, check out my website at www.ryanstaley.io. Join my newsletter, check out other free content resources I have there, and let me know if you want to scale your business. Now back to the episode. All right. So I had some technical difficulty. I don't know what quite happened, but I wanted to finalize it because I was teasing the actual use cases that are there and available specifically now within ChatGPT 4.0. And I'm going to talk to you about them now because I did not want to leave you on a limb and not answer and just give you the updates, but not tell you the hidden gems that I referenced. Okay. So here's a couple things and why I think it's worth the value of, or I should say the investment in spending the money for the upgrade. One is speed. I've never seen it work so fast across so many different types of tasks. So that could be the data analysis, picture generation, just overall usage. So that's the one gem that I saw. They did talk about faster on the developer side. I think it was very understated because it was very, very fast. So that is one. Number two is I would say the quality. And what I mean by that, quality is like hard to measure. Speed, obviously, you could do it in seconds, but quality, like the outputs that I was getting were much tighter, much more specific, less generic. And Sam Altman kind of hinted at that as you're going to see it getting better. You're going to see different use cases. I've tested all these different models. And the quality that it provided was amazing, in my opinion, right? So I thought that was very strong in terms of that, right? The other thing is that, like, the third part is I don't know what it was. Like, I connected nothing to it. I didn't do anything along those lines. But I asked it to generate it in a PowerPoint format. I was creating a doc, and I generated it in PowerPoint format. And basically, it took all the docs, created a downloadable file in PowerPoint, And then there's a really easy way where, and now check, once again, check out that YouTube video I created. I'll show you exactly how to use it. It's on my YouTube channel. If you are watching this on YouTube, watch the video. You'll see what I'm talking about. I reference use cases that 99% missed. That's the video. But one of the cool things is like literally you can go from a complex task, have it broken down, create a PowerPoint from it, have the files created, and then you click on Designer when it's in there, and you could create very visually stimulating slides all seamlessly in a really tight time frame that'll give you the ability to do amazing things when it comes to content creation along those lines, specifically for sales. So wanted to share those three areas with you. And I know you might be like, okay, speed and quality. Yeah, no big deal, Ryan. They all have that. But here's the thing. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the voice assistant because it's like Jarvis in your pocket, which I think is amazing. However, like these are what most people are going to use this use case for right now, right? Doesn't mean there's not massive value, exponential value in the real-time voice assistant. Once again, I did not have access to that or the desktop as of the time of the recording, and it's getting rolled out slowly. So I wanted to give you basically reporting information on what I know to be true from what I've actually used myself so that you could do the same thing. So hope this was valuable for today. It was a little bit of a different episode, but some real-time information coming out fast with the Google I.O. update, the ChatGPT 4.0 update, and then actually, you know, what happens in use while doing that. Okay, so hope you enjoyed this episode. Look forward to seeing you on the next one. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for checking out the Scale Up Show. My mission in life is to help founders and revenue leaders avoid all the pain and suffering in revenue growth so they can flip it and create a life of their own design. So if you enjoyed this show, please like, review, share it on social, and more importantly, just share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you think could learn and benefit from what you heard on today. But the more we get the message out, the more people we could help, the bigger the impact we make, and the bigger the community gets, which helps everybody. So once again, thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate you and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.